Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you from Power and Unity Ministries again. I apologize for the lateness of the hour this morning, but we had a sleepless night and the Holy Ghost didn't wake me up. And I usually use him as my alarm clock in the morning to get up and to give the word to you that he's given to me. But I guess this morning he thought I needed to sleep. So anyway, this is a wonderful word this morning of encouragement put to us of who he is and who we are in him and how he watches over us. Hear what he has to say. And a revelation. He's still giving revelations. He's still giving us promises of things that are coming in our generation. We can't thank him enough. My computer's acting silly this morning as I'm watching myself, but it can do what it wants to do as long as I get the message out. Hear what he has to say. When you feel the north wind, the wind blowing from the north, and you feel like you might be off course, do not let your mind begin to wonder. I am in the lightning and the thunder. Hear what he's saying. Read between the lines. He's talking to you. Remember, I am always covering you, no matter how deep the waters you are walking through. Remember the waters that I did divide. To the disciples, I said, go to the other side. Remember the Red Sea he divided, the River Jordan he divided. Remember the disciples? He always said, go to the other side. Why are you worrying? I said, go to the other side. Hallelujah. He says, I am your wine and your daily bread, and for you, my table is always spread. I am the wind in your hair, that gentle breeze. I will teach you to walk in my anointing with ease. Come on, people. Come on. I don't know about you, but I was used to be a very backwards, bashful person, and I want to stand upright for Jesus. Then I just say, Lord, you are the good shepherd. I can attest in you alone we find total peace and rest. You pulled me from the miry clay, promised to never let me stray. Placing your word deep within my heart, promising from me you will never depart. My desire for self to die, as with eagles you teach me how to fly. My Lord and my God. And then he begins to speak again. I am the lover of your soul. I am always in complete control. So every trial and test and river that you're crossing and valley that you might be dipping into, know that he is right there with you and that there is a testing to bring you to a greater plane with him. Come on, people, hear what he's saying. I am the lover of your soul. I am always in complete control. So, my child, put all doubts and fear away, for this is a brand new day. The murky waters will become clearer as your departure draws nearer. He's not saying depart from the world. He says departing from this trial. He's from this fire that you're walking through or this mountain you're having to climb. He's saying the murky waters will come clearer as your departure time comes nearer. The time and things need to get done, and they're all directed by my son. Oh, my Lord. You know, when he talks like that, I realize it's not Jesus talking. It's not the Holy Spirit, but it's God himself. As close to my side you stay, time to trust me all the way. Through the years you have grown, and many seeds in you I have sown. My Lord and my God, every time you go through a fire, every time you climb a mountain or swim a river, it's teaching you and it's drawing you and it's strengthening you for the walk with him. Many fires, he says, you have walked through, has made you stronger and increased your faith too. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is a turn of events because he's beginning to give us a revelation. The things in Washington will make a turn as new waters I begin to churn. The old will become new, for there will be a breakthrough. Ooh, hallelujah, Moshandai. As I open ears to hear and eyes to see, the churning of the waters is me. Hallelujah. The shifting of the thoughts of man will change suddenly at my command. Truth will be instilled because eyes have been opened and ears have been opened. So they're seeing truth and receiving it into their heart. Shifting of the thought of man will change suddenly at my command, he says. I will open deaf ears and eyes that have been blind. As Satan's deception and lies, I bind. Woo! Who's in charge? Jesus. Hallelujah. Hear what I say, my children. For Christians everywhere, it is their time. Hear what I say, children of mine. For Christians everywhere, it is their time. Things will swiftly change as many begin calling on my name. Many are turning around as I plant their feet on new ground. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. To boldly march forth as I change their course. Many more will be breaking out as more of my glory I pour out. Woo! Hallelujah. Pour it down, O Lord. As they begin walking in my word, now believing in what they have heard, faith rises and the old becomes new as they see my words have always been yes, amen, and true. My Lord and my God. Swords now raised for a full attack, as with the enemy, what the enemy stole, they are taking back. Hallelujah. Seeing God's blessings begin to unfold, seeing God's blessings begin to unfold, retrieving what he stole, family, health, silver, and gold. My Lord and my God, it belongs to God's children. And what he has stole, he's given back. If your child has not been around for a long time, expect him to be seen at the door. My Lord and my God, your prayers are being answered. They are coming up before him, for he has held them in his hand. He's never let a one pass through. My Lord and my God. Christ, my son, will lead this army of one as they see at the cross the war he already won. Praise God forevermore. And here, after a pause, and I'm just sitting there drinking in this word, he begins talking again, but it's not in rhyme. Hear what he has to say. I am washing this land. I am making it the new old. The old new. No, let me start over. I am washing the land. I am making new the old. I am shifting the sand. I am rearranging the soil of this land. The whole world will be affected by my spirit as I send him forth to the four winds. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, eyes will open, hearts changed as evil is exposed and truth revealed. Hearts will cry out to me and the awakening promise will come in like a flood. Hear what he's saying. Hearts will cry out to me, and the awakening will come in like a flood. There's your harvest. I will see America. They will all see America belongs to me. A long-awaited time of refreshing is around the bend. Eyes, and then he says, do not doubt what I say. This is a brand new day. And he begins to talk again. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that I have planned from the beginning of this time for this generation to see and taste. Kingdoms will fall. They will crumble to the ground like dust. For I am sending my spirit to speak to the four winds, to blow their breath from the west to the south across this land, coast to coast, arranging and rearranging. My glorious church, it does not matter what you see with the natural eye. I am reproving and approving, igniting flames of yesteryear. My church is dusting off their shoes, picking up their sword, and marching to a different tune. A new song I will give them, a song of praise and worship that will usher in this new level of faith and trust. The trees will bloom again, the birds will sing a new song, for my spirit is coming like a rushing mighty wind, stirring up my house, restoring the broken hearts. The wings of many angels who have been stalled, the wings of many eagles who have been stalled are healed, ready for flight again. My Lord and my God. I get excited when I hear, I look above before I finish the sentence and I see what's coming, and I get messed up sometimes. So go back and read it. God is so good, and he's so rich, and he's so full of love for his people and for the nation of America and Israel called from the very beginning. He says, then a great awakening spreading across this land, for I am is in command. So pick up your sword and gear and begin to shout and cheer. Praise to my son for the victory he has won, for many eyes will open wide as they see what I have stored inside for this generation to taste as they together run this race. So put on your dancing shoes as you preach the good news. Jesus is coming back, and that is a fact. My Lord and my God. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter how he tells it, whether it's just in word, in prophetic word, or in a revelation, or in a truth, or if it's in rhyme, it doesn't matter as long as we get the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you are our sword and our shield, our Lord and our King. We worship you, and the songs to you we sing. You are God, and there is none like you. We come into your throne room boldly, but humbly, with our prayers and requests. Thank you for your revealing your plans for this generation. We are so blessed. As we see you high and lifted up, we see you full of power and authority over all sickness, afflictions, diseases, illnesses. You are the healer, you are ruler, and you are creator of everything. You are high potentate, our Lord of lords and our King of kings. You created this world with a thought and a word, my Lord and my God. You created us in your image from the dust of the earth. Whether they're visible or invisible, whether they're principalities, powers, mights, or dominions. And you have put them all under your feet, the feet of your Son, Lord God, as he sits at your right hand, ever interceding for us day and night. Praise God. Hallelujah. We exalt you today, Lord. We praise you for who you are, the God, the one who shed his precious blood, sinless blood, that we may have eternal life. May we be the light that shines to others as we see, they see your glory through us. Amen and amen. We love you so much, Lord. You've given us so much. You give us hope. You give us light. In those suddenlies and those quicklies that come across our path, you guide us through every river we cross, every mountain we climb, every fire we go through, and we always come out on the other side. What an awesome God we serve. We praise you, Lord. We love you, and we worship you. No, I love you this morning, but God loves you so much more. Rejoice in him for the word that he has given to us today. Amen and amen.